This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. You know, we're not doing our job. We haven't been knocked off of Facebook in forever. No, seriously. At least I was, you know, you're always trying to see how far you could push it before you got nailed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can head over to Facebook, right? And you have a larger group of people there that are much smarter than I am. I know they are. Seriously. I mean, they're listening to this show. Why wouldn't they? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not really just kidding. I really think it's actually kind of nice to know that you could be listening to so many other different shows, but you've chosen this one to tune into, and I do appreciate it very much. The other night I did a piece about the teacher who got on the kids for speaking Spanish in class. And a few people kind of took it wrong. And I got one voicemail in particular. I think the fella just misunderstood. And because I want to, you know, I never like when people just go off thinking that I was being mean or rude or mad. I'm upset at one thing about the situation. And again, growing up, and it's not just Italians. I don't know why some people think, when I'm talking about issues, Italian issues, husband and wife issues, I can't talk about yours. I don't live with you. I don't know you. I don't know what you've been through. I can't talk about Irish situations because I'm not Irish. Right? I mean, I can only discuss what I saw as a kid growing up. And you can look it up. Google it. The north end of Boston in the late 60s, early 70s. Right? So I can only talk about the Italians that grew up then, the kind of environment I grew up in, and the people that were coming that didn't speak English. And so when I talk about what the Italians did and how, you know, people wanted them speaking English. It was rude for them not to speak English when there were others around. I mean, by no way suggesting only the Italians had that kind of class. You know, when I talk about the times when there were, you know, 4th of July parades and such celebrations, it was never the Italian flag that was being flown alone. It was always... always. I never saw anybody with just an Italian flag. It was always an American and an Italian flag. America being first. They came here to get away from the situations, the problems that they were having in Italy. America was first. And I'm sure, like every other group, there were some that were just faking it, some that really didn't want to be there. So, you know, my grandfather couldn't stand this country. And he waited until everybody got settled, and he went back to Italy. He didn't hang out here for the next 50 years till he died, you know, living off of welfare, taking money from the government, talking about how bad the government is. He left. So, again, and I'm sure there were people from all kinds of ethnicities that did that. Now, I'm not doing this to defend myself, because if you guys decide to take something I say the wrong way, I can't do anything about it, and I'm not going to beat my brains out. to try to do something about it. But what I want to do, and I'm just going to play a couple of minutes of it. I don't want to play the whole thing. I could maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, and I'm not playing this to make fun of him. I'm not playing this to ridicule the guy, because this is, even though we might not agree exactly here, this is the kind of conversation we should be able to have. All of us. And don't worry about it. The only time I'll really play one and rip you up is if all you do is, you know, leave me a nasty, scathing message. There was one that somebody left me when I had Deontay Johnson on, and there was so much swearing on it that it would just been one long beep with a couple of pauses in the middle. So it wasn't even worth playing. But the guy just thought that he was the dumbest blankety-blank that you'd ever... Oh, my God. He must have hit a nerve, you know? So, and Corey, I just sent him over to him. Let him deal with him.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, listen, I'm live in California. I just wanted to interject a little thought. When I was being raised, I was born in East L.A., predominantly Hispanic community. I am Hispanic myself. My mom's first-generation Mexican, and I was taught that, yes, you don't speak Spanish in front of someone who doesn't understand the language. And if you happen to say something in Spanish, the polite thing to do at that point, if you realize someone doesn't speak the language, is explain to them what you just said.
And he's right. It was what I was taught. It's what I saw my grandparents do, and I saw the people around us do. So he's right. That's exactly the way it should happen.
Because yet and in fact was rude. So it's not necessarily a culture thing. I just think it's an upbringing in the household. It's an individual, because it is considered rude, even in the Hispanic community, to speak Spanish in front of someone who doesn't speak English.
Yeah, but I see that more and more in the classes. I see that more and more. Now, it's one thing when you're on the, I don't want to say the playground, but when you're outside of school and your buds are all hanging around. I remember the kids that were recently off the boat from Italy, they were all speaking Italian to each other. But the nuns, they were tough. We had the Jesuits, priests on one side. We had the nuns on the other. We couldn't win for anything. But they would give these little kids a little smack upside the head and say, look, you're in America now. You're not going to learn the language. You're really not going to learn the nuances unless you speak English, even with yourselves. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, I try to answer some of your emails during the break. It's probably a stupid thing to do because I get sidetracked, and I don't mean to. I really don't. But I try to stay on task. That's not the easiest thing in the world for me to do. But, you know, I just want to make sure when we talk, when you hear me speaking and you see the things that I write, that you know where my heart's at with this stuff. And I'm not a sensitive guy, so it's not like, oh, my God, I want to make sure you know what I'm talking about. No, I'm not going to beat it up. But if this guy thought I was going down a road, maybe some others did. And I just want to make sure you guys understand that that was not the goal at all. You know what I mean? to say the kids should never speak Spanish, never speak. But I do remember that the kids that were speaking English, even to the other kids speaking Italian, to the teacher, to the kids in the playground, to the store owners, they learned it faster, they grasped it quicker, took it home to their parents learned it quicker. I mean, again, they came here not so much to forget their heritage, but to take on a new life, a new lifestyle. And let me tell you what, I'm almost 60, coming up on 60s. Right? My grandmother's been long gone. My mother's still around, thank God. And the old folks that came here from the old country, they're mostly all gone too. But you know what? I know about my culture. And I know about my heritage. And I know how to make meatballs. And for those of you who call it sauce, I know how to make sauce. For those of you who call it gravy, I know how to make gravy. That should start a fight. So we don't give up our culture. We don't give up our heritage. But you came here for a better life. It's like, it's always amazing to me, especially, yeah, okay, here we go. You know, especially when it comes to the libs. They move into an area because they like the fact that it's safe. It's got great schools. Right? They come in, and the first thing they want to do is change everything. You got to get the Republicans out of office, got to get Democrats in. Why? You came to the community because it was safe, good education, clean water. And the first thing you got to do is change stuff? Are you serious? Well, where does that make sense? What kind of medication are you on? Do you need to be on, or do you need medication maybe? If that's your mindset, you maybe need some medication to help you get through it. You see how that gets a little, not even a little, you see how that gets a lot off? How crazy it could be. So it's like I've been saying, you got to fight this stuff back. You got to push back on this stuff. Don't let them get away with it. Now, I don't mean that to this caller. This caller's not trying to get away with anything. I'll play a few more minutes of it. I just want to make sure that we all understand. Again, maybe the teacher shouldn't yell, speak English. I don't, you know, everybody's got their way of doing things. Everybody does. You know, I had one nun that would slam the yardstick on the table if you were speaking Italian to the kid next to you and say, first, English. Second, you're not supposed to be speaking in class anyhow. Yeah, they never. I had tough nuns. We all had tough nuns, I'm sure, for those of you who went to Catholic school.
And if you do happen to say something in Spanish, you repeat in English and an exact translation as the nature of your phrase or whatever it is that you said. Don't be rude. And that is actually taught. So I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there.
And so we're clear, because some of you love to play this game with me. I wasn't saying that all those kids were rude. I wasn't saying that Spanish people are rude or Mexican kids are rude. That's not what I'm saying at all. And again, I'm not so we're clear, I'm not picking on this guy either. But it's really funny how somebody can, you know, pick up halfway through a conversation, and some others actually sent me emails that said, look, you know, the teacher shouldn't have yelled at the kids. I'm not going to go there. Everybody has their teaching style. Different classes are handled differently. People are handled differently in different classes. The teacher may know or may not know how to do that. I'm going to leave that up to the school district to decide, not for me. You know, I had four kids. Two of them, if you didn't yell at, you didn't get their attention. Two, you didn't have to yell at that much. Seriously. One, you didn't have to really yell at all. A look would make that one do whatever you wanted them to do. So, again, I appreciate the phone calls. I appreciate the voicemails. I don't always play them. But I felt like this one, along with a couple of emails, it's like, okay, you know what? Maybe I came off wrong. And I'm not afraid to say, look, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. All right, yes, the apology is over. I'm not Obama. So, boycott the NFL. That's right. I mean, I'm not into boycotts. I am, but it's not like, oh, my God, we got to go boycott. That's not the way I do stuff or believe in doing things. But I also believe that the only real thing that some of these companies understand is when they lose money. How many of you knew that the NFL was a 501c3 organization? But they were a non-profit or not-for-profit organization. That's just freaky. I don't even understand that. But a small business owner, Terry Smiley, is urging football fans to quit watching the NFL, and he even hired a pilot to fly his message over a Jacksonville Jaguars game. Smiley paid to have a banner flown over the Everbank Field for nearly 2 hours during a Jaguars game against Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. The Florida resident said fans should boycott the NFL as long as players continue to kneel during the national anthem. The banner read, "Be American, boycott the Jags and the NFL." Now, here's the deal, right? And I'm not going to beat this to death. It's already been beat to death. But I want to get away from this freedom of speech thing. You don't have a freedom of speech at work. Can we just keep beating that up? Because even some of my longtime listeners have sent me an email going, "Yeah, I don't think you're right there. I think people should have a right." No, you don't. You don't have a right to, look, walk in the boss's office and say, you know, under my freedom of speech rights, I think you're a baboon. I think you're an idiot. I think you're an imbecile. And I could run this company better than you. And I would guarantee you, before you had a chance to leave his office, your last check would be waiting for you at the front desk. And then go to a judge and try to sue for a freedom of speech violation. You lose. It's really that simple. And this guy has a right to do the same thing. You know, the satellite providers for the NFL, they're feeling the pinch too. You know, I think something could have been done earlier about the protests. It wasn't, and now it's an epidemic, Smiley told Elizabeth McDonald on Risk and Reward. If they're going to continue to protest, you know what? People should continue to protest. The NFL lost a boatload of viewers when they went ahead and struck years ago. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We will be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved in the conversation. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But buy the book. Come on, it ain't like it's $1 million. Give up one lunch, half a lunch, whatever, bag of lunch, and you'll have enough money to buy the book. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. You know, it's labels that they've given us, and they don't even know what they mean. Again, and you know, our East Coast listeners, thank you so much for being on tonight as well. I do appreciate everything that you do to help make the show good or great, whatever you prefer. And I know I have high, you know, definitely not a high IQ commentator, high IQ listeners, because you've chosen to listen to this show. And there's about 3,000 of the shows out there you can be listening to, and I do appreciate your time with me, very much so. Hey, did you guys hear about I'm trying to find it now. I had it up, and now I blew it off. The judge that has, stayed the travel ban for the same exact reasons as the last one. See, if I was Trump, I would go directly right to the Supreme Court. I would find a way to get them to say, hey, let's put this to bed. I can't keep doing this every 90 days, waiting for it to get to you so that we can go ahead and have it expire. Now, if I was Trump, I would do it maybe, I don't know if he could do it this long, but do it for a year. Okay? And then get it in front of the Supreme Court and let them deal with it. Now, the judge, I can't find a story. If you can find, will you find a story about the judge that stayed the travel ban again? The judge was appointed by Obama. Okay? Tell me, when you have 5-4 decisions, when you have decisions and you can go down the line of these courts, or these Supreme Courts, and you can go down the line and you can say, okay, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat. You know, And those are how you could almost call it on how or what political party they belong to. That's wrong. It's dead. It's so wrong. And I don't know how you stop that. Do we no longer have people of integrity that can't get past their political biases when it comes to that kind of thing? I don't know. I'm asking the question. Well, yeah, I know we used to be able to, but we don't anymore. We don't seem to. Now, I shouldn't paint with that broad of a brush, because I'm sure there are judges that I don't know, because I haven't been up in front of them all, I thank God. But I'm sure there's some of them that we haven't been up in front of, or that we know, or haven't been in front of us, you know, speaking at an event, that can put that stuff aside. But I don't think we know many. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be, you know, nasty or funny or anything else.
I sent you the info on the judge.
Thank you. So, but when you have this, when you can see this happening right in front of you, I don't know how you stop it. Now, the judge said the travel ban, let me see, this was the third version of the ban. And it plainly discriminates based on nationality. But I'm curious as to why he never said that when President Trump did the travel ban. I'm very curious. You know what I mean? Because Trump / I don't know, Hillary Clinton's travel ban had the same guidelines to it. Now, it's a federal judge in Hawaii, which is nothing new. This is the same guy. He hates Trump, wants nothing to do with Trump. He's blocked the president's revised travel ban. They got to remove this guy. There's got to be a way to impeach these people and get them off the bench. Now, I'm not saying that he should have just simply... See, by saying it's discriminatory because it's based on their origin. Of course it's based on their origin. Because that's where it's coming out of, those specific countries. That's where these assaults are coming from. That's where these attacks are coming from. This guy, if he could have pulled it off, he probably would have blocked us fighting ISIS. This is how ridiculous this is getting. Now, Judge Derek Watson said the travel ban, Trump's third version of the policy, plainly discriminates based on nationality. Okay. President's executive order suffers from precisely the same maladies as its predecessor. It lacks sufficient finding that the entry of more than 150 million nationals from six specific countries would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. At least that's what the judge wrote. The second version of the travel ban issued in March had barred residents of six Muslim-majority countries. The same ones that Obama and Hillary chose. Iran, Syria, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen. The new restrictions that were set to take effect Wednesday cover eight countries. Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, Somalia, and Yemen. Tuesday's ruling does not impact the restrictions of North Korea and Venezuela. Why not? Seriously, why not those two? Oh, because they're not majority Muslim, right? Yeah. White House, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders called the ruling dangerously flawed. The entry restrictions in the proclamation apply to countries based on their inability or unwillingness to share critical information necessary to safely vet applications, as well as a threat to assessments. I mean, so this judge, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but it would be great if we could hold judges accountable. When they do stuff like this and someone dies or if something major happens because of his stay, I think he should be held responsible for it. The Justice Department has vowed to appeal in an expeditious manner. Spokesman Ian Pryor said that today's ruling is incorrect. It fails to properly respect the separation of powers, has the potential to cause serious negative consequences to our national security. I agree with him. Hawaii Attorney General Doug Chin celebrated the order. The state has been fighting each version of the travel ban. They just, because they got nothing better to do, right? They want to continually spend the taxpayer dollars that they have. I mean, that's the fun thing about it. You realize that when we have to fight and they fight, it's all taxpayer money. This is the third time Hawaii has gone to court to stop President Trump from issuing a travel ban that discriminates against people based on nation, origin, or religion. Shin said the same, and today's another victory for the rule of law. No, he's not. It's a lie. It's not a victory for the rule of law. Trump has a right to do this. I mean, what other executive orders have been challenged like this? Why was it the one order that was almost verbatim of President Obama's? This same judge stayed. Why didn't he stay Obama's order? I'm just curious. See, that's hypocrisy. That shows how shallow he is. In his 40-page ruling, Watson repeatedly criticized the Trump administration for failing to adequately address concerns he and other judges have about the order. What other judges would those be? Would they all be Obama-appointed judges to that court? I'm just curious. Professional athletes mirror the federal government in this respect. They operate within a set of rules, and when one of them forsakes those rules in favor of his own problems and sue, it goes to, EO3, Watson wrote. I don't even know what that is. The ruling comes after an administration conduct, a worldwide review of vetting procedures. But look it, they've been doing this for 10 months now. What are they waiting for? What exactly is he want to see? See, I don't think there's anything that's going to satisfy this judge. Nothing. Right? And it's, if a nation is allowing people to come through without vetting them, without properly checking them, then it's not the nationality. It's the country that won't do the job. I mean, when you think about North Korea, at least a judge was smart enough to leave North Korea in there. Venezuela? I don't know. Now, the judge apparently has a crystal ball that he doesn't know what to do with. Because he feels that the only reason that President Trump added North Korea and Venezuela is to show that it wasn't just non-Muslim, or it wasn't just Muslim countries. Tell me this guy hasn't got an agenda. Explain that to me. Prove to me that he doesn't have an agenda. Because that wouldn't be true. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do there. Also, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. So head over there. I'll wait. I ain't going to talk again until I see a receipt come across the screen. I like that. We could be here for hours. Not really, but another 11 minutes. But all right, I'm just kidding. Relax. I'm getting out luck. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You got a live chat room there. I have a live feed on Facebook. You can check that out as well. You know, I've got some political stories that I was going to do. But as I start looking through some of this stuff, I don't know, did you guys hear about the woman on Delta Airlines that tried to honor the fallen soldier? I guess what had happened was that they didn't know, and I don't know if you know from takeoff, I know that they found out once they got to the gate or landed, that there was a fallen soldier that was, you know, down below. And they usually wait. They don't pull right up to the, you know, to the, yeah, but that, right, they don't pull all the way up to the gate. They kind of stay back, and they allow the body to be taken off first. So while the body was being taken off, there was a woman, and you can find this story up on Todd Starnes on his website. And then she writes a beautiful long letter in Facebook. You can link to it or grab it. She's opened it up to everybody. And so the passengers wanted to sing the Star Spangled Banner as they were taking him off. I'm sorry, the anthem, national anthem, as they were taking him off the plane. And they felt like they shouldn't, or she felt like maybe they shouldn't sit while singing the national anthem. And it was just a natural thing to stand while you're singing the anthem. God forbid, right? And the plane is sitting still. It's not going anywhere. And it's not going to go anywhere until that casket is long gone. And how long does it take to really sing the national anthem? Right? A couple of minutes, max? It'll take them longer than that to move them, to move the body. But the flight attendant ordered everybody to shut up, remain silent. She actually said, this is a Delta flight attendant, actually said that it was against company policy to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Now, I don't believe that. Not for a second. Because I'll tell you what. If it's against Delta policy to sing the Star Spangled Banner, I would tell you guys, if any one of you guys ever flies Delta again, shame on you. But I don't believe that's true. So the passenger, Dr. Godfrey, later posted a moving video on Facebook and she was having trouble with her decision. All right? And she said she should have stood up. She should have sung until that soldier was off the plane. And she should have asked for forgiveness and not permission. Can you imagine them dragging all those people off the plane because they were standing up before the plane came to a complete stop? They wouldn't have done it. She said she was contacted by Delta. She didn't want free tickets, you know, no money. She didn't want any of that. So they agreed to train their staff. But think about something here. The flight attendant actually felt empowered to tell. This wasn't like people all of a sudden had a patriotic moment because they saw a flag flying somewhere. This was the body of a fallen warrior, of a fallen soldier who was fighting for her to be safe in the skies. They're fighting. You know, we've got one of the safest, you know, even with everything going on around us, it is safer to fly over this country than it is pretty much anywhere else. But she couldn't see that. I don't know what kind of mindset does it take. Right? This is the John McCain's of the world. I mean, do you want to do away with the flag? Do you want to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance, John? Because you realize that every time you pledge allegiance, that's a nationalistic thing that you're doing. It's not as, you don't say, I pledge allegiance to the world government. I pledge allegiance to protect every human being on the planet. No, you pledge allegiance to that flag and to the United States of America. Okay, I'm going to make fun of some of you. I don't mean to. Not the United Federation of Planets. You know what I'm saying? It is not a global thing that we're pledging allegiance to. Think about something. You can't have a globalist world, a globalist country, a globalist mindset when the majority of these countries don't adhere to your laws or rules or don't even believe in them. Everything from freedom of speech to the right to carry guns or have a gun. Right? These countries don't believe in that. you know, is that Air Force One is a movie with, it's not Clooney, one of those, anyway, it doesn't matter who it is. There's a scene in that movie. Harrison Ford, yeah. Yeah. Don't look so excited when you say his name. All right. So, there's a scene in that movie where there's a senator or a congressman. They all look alike to me, so I don't know which one it was. But he was talking about running for office again, and the terrorists take over the plane. And he tells the terrorists with an attitude that, you know, yeah, you know, I can fix this for you. I'm a pretty powerful guy, and yada, yada, yada. Now, the president's on the plane, but he's the powerful guy, right? And the terrorist looks at him with this look and says, sure, go ahead. And when he's on the phone talking to the people back in Washington, trying to negotiate the deal, they blow his brains out. The terrorists kill the congressman or senator. And when he sees the gun come out, the senator looks totally shocked because he really believed that he had all this power. The terrorists really cared about him, really cared about the situation. You see, I'm not suggesting that we go around killing people by any stretch of the imagination. But until we get like our founding fathers, where we're willing to give up pretty much everything to make it right, where we're willing to give up everything to make sure our kids have a better life, we're going to get more of the same. And not that Donald Trump isn't doing his best to make things happen. But you're in a really precarious situation with the way the Senate is. People like John McCain's and Mitch McConnell's of the world. And we can scream all we want to. We need more people. We need more people. The people we have aren't sticking up for us. See, it's one thing if we were to make the fight and we came up a vote shy and we could say to the American people, look, we had 100% participation by the Republicans and we came up a vote shy. We can't say that because it wouldn't be true. And some came along kicking and screaming on some of these votes. So we could say, let's give you total control. But see, even I'm wavering at that because I'm saying you didn't have 100% participation with the people you had. Good, bad, or indifferent, you didn't have 100% participation. Because if I was some of those who didn't vote and it was some of those things that you wanted, I would have sat down and said, look, you can have my vote, but you change this. You don't change this, it's a no, period, end of discussion. But I would have said it 4 years ago. Not 4 weeks ago or 4 months ago. I would have laid all this out well ahead of time. All right. So tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Make sure that you've got all the information to contact the show. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can hop up on the website. You can buy the book. The book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'm thinking about, at the end of the year, having a new book, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the 2017 edition, because there was so much this year that went on that we could have fun with. Well, it could be the Ramblings series. But look, the holidays are coming up. The book is great. The shirt's great. The coffee cup. Whatever you want to get, we've got it up there. A lot of exciting things are going to be happening over the next few months, hopefully over the next year. I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I appreciate the time you take to write me, send me emails, send me gifts. Although nobody sent me like a bag of dog stuff. Well, I'll take the bag of 100. We got a shoebox filled with money once, but and we really did. That's a story for another day. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, have a blessed and great rest of the day. God bless and be safe. We'll be back here. Well, we're going to be back here tomorrow and the next day. Hopefully you'll be with us.